The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the speaker's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of Georgia State University. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The Georgia State University name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Create Ed. Today, we're diving into the world of liberatory facilitation in professional learning, a transformative approach that centers equity, empowerment, and collective growth. I'm thrilled we are able to rejoin our four extraordinary facilitators, Rosalind Duff, Talafie Griffin, Ashley Vieira, and Taruko Dabashi. Together, they'll continue to explore what it means to create spaces where everyone feels seen, heard, and valued. From sharing their insights into their own journeys to revealing their facilitator superpowers, this conversation is packed with inspiration and actionable ideas for anyone looking to lead with intention and authenticity. So whether you're a seasoned facilitator, a curious educator, or just someone passionate about liberatory practices in your own life, this episode is for you. Let's jump in.
Yes, because so much of the liberatory facilitation is about creating change and transformation. And so right now we have a cohort of educators who've come up through our professional learning pathway, and they are preparing themselves to be together and then go back into their community, their school, their classroom, and create change through their power project. So I just want to give them an example and give the community, those people who are practicing with us, an example of how we do our work. So Talafie, you're driving this. You said we're going to talk about our superpowers.
Yes. So y'all might know this or agree. I really feel like above all the things that I do as a facilitator, I think my superpower is cultivating joy in space. I got all the jokes. I think I'm the funniest person ever. I can't wait. Ooh, I be sitting on a joke like, ooh, this one, right at the right moment, too. If you've ever been in space with me, we have an activity where we introduce ourselves into the community. I'm always going to introduce myself as Beyonce Will Cousin because that's just in my spirit how I feel. And just try to find different ways to make people smile and experience joy in talking about, topics that can be really heavy. And just, I feel like that is my superpower. I'm going to make sure we have a good time, whether it's laughing or dancing to Usher in the middle of our break time.
And thank you for reading my mind, because I was going to say, now extend that. What are the implications of that superpower in your work? So you're ready to get there.
Yep. I think for me, I think I'm really passionate. And I like to speak in metaphors or quotes because, you know, I love a good poet. I love a good poem. And so I think that through the passion that comes out, I'm able to empower others to see how they fit into the work, right? I think everybody has a space. Everybody has a place, and it may not be right in front of the stage, but it may be the people operating the screens behind, and maybe the person holding onto the pole while somebody is crawling up to take a flag down. You know, like everybody has a space. And I think when I speak with the power that I share and I speak with the experiences that I've come from, people not only see themselves in the work, but they see how their portion is so important. That all of us make up a cadre of educators who can change the system from the inside. And I think that, you know, if I could rile a crowd up, if that could just be a job of like going and getting people ignited with passion and fire to do the work, that could be me. I feel like I'm the one you want to send in and be like, let me drop this data on you. Let me fire you up for the next steps and let me encourage you and empower you to know that you are the right person and this is the right work. So I think that's my superpower.
me tell you. And then Taruko just showing up as her full self just always made me feel so seen. I'm like, the from the fly nails to the fly hair, like all of the things, and being her full authentic self, I'm like, I see me. I feel you. I see you.
Yeah, I feel like I can't show up but anything but myself, you know? And even applying for this principalship, the superintendent was like, you good. That's enough. That's enough. You ain't got to tell too much about yourself. I was like, okay. Showing up as yourself and your most authentic self is so important. It's important to folks because if they feel like a certain look or a certain way is the only way you can be successful, they're always going to question themselves.
Yeah.
Right? And I think it's important to show up as the person who you interviewed with. You know, be who you are, because you can't be anybody else. Everybody else is taken. Be you.
That's right. You have to talk it up. Gosh. Okay. So not to sound conceited, but I feel like at this point, I have a lot of facilitation superpowers. Also, for those folks listening, that comes with so much practice and so much intention. Like, cause there are some that do not come easily and naturally to me. For sure, 100%. I think one thing that does come naturally to me is pretty similar to what Taruko said, is like being in the space, being vulnerable, showing up as yourself, speaking your truth. I think in this work, when you're talking about dismantling white supremacy, when you're talking about challenging systems of oppression, right? It can be difficult to be the white person in the room, right? And at the same time, I also think that white people have a lot to do in this work. It is not up to people of color. It is not up to people, you know, who are being marginalized or, you know, hurt by this system to change it. And so I think a lot of times just being able to show up and speak truth from the skin that I'm in empowers other people to do the same. I think people seeing us work across difference, whether that is by race, by position, you know, by gender, which we often do very intentionally. Talafia mentioned that earlier, or spoke to that earlier, that we intentionally sometimes pair each other across differences when we're facilitating, is super powerful for people to see what that interaction looks like. What does it look like for somebody to check me, right? What does it look for somebody to check me in a loving way, right? Being a critical friend, and say, like, what you said was problematic. And me being able to stand up there and be like, you're right. And this is what I'm going to do, or this is how I'm going to unlearn this, or thank you for telling me. So being appreciative of that type of feedback can feel really, you know, difficult, especially when you're doing your work in public. So I think one of the most important things that we can do as facilitators is to also be participants at the same time, in the same space, and to show people what that vulnerability and authenticity looks like. And no, it doesn't always feel good. It's always transformative, but it's hard. This is hard work. Thank you.
And I can vouch for Ashley because I've had the honor of co-facilitating with her for many years. And I just truly, truly, truly embrace her willingness to not only take critical feedback, but to give it, right? Like, if Stand On Business was a person, I most definitely say Ashley is that, because she wouldn't care. And it wasn't, like she said, it's in a loving way, but she'd be quick to be like, no, Taruko, we're not going to funnel more Black boys into DSC. And let me tell you why. And this is why this option is not going to happen. And she was very firm in her beliefs. And like she said, if something did go against maybe what she said, or if somebody felt like they had a different opinion, she was very open and received that feedback and that criticality in the discussion thereafter, right? We would sit, we would be brief. We would not only just look at our surveys, but we talk about our parts. We talked about what we can do differently, what we can do better, how we can show up differently. So kudos to you, Ashley, as a white woman that I've had the opportunity of working in the space with. And, you know, automatically I was like, well, what's she going to do? How is she doing the work? But you're right, right? I think that we have to be mindful that there is space and the work is relying on all of us. And you know, I just appreciate you for your transparency, your light, your reflection, and just being a great facilitator. And I've learned a lot from you over the years. So thank you.
Likewise to all of you, for real. And I think that's a good segue into my facilitator superpower. And I would say it's having a heart for people and exuding what Taruko just demonstrated for us is compassion. So it's great to be a critical friend, to be able to point out that thing that somebody didn't see, but do it in a way that is considerate of their well-being. And I feel like that I stepped into this work around facilitation, just wondering what would it be like to stay well as an educator and to keep my students well, well enough to grow into their full potential. And so as I stepped into the work of a facilitator working with adults, that's something that I kept at the forefront of my mind was, how can I help educators and leaders and just human beings at the end of the day be seen and be heard and be felt? And if they've been misunderstood, be there present with them until they feel understood. And that takes time and practice. And so I think one way to sum that up, my superpower, is that I remember that everybody is somebody's child and somebody loves this person, no matter what they're doing right now in this space, in this time, how they may be getting underneath my skin. I can take a moment to take a breath and say, you know what? I'm going to let this person have this moment. And when they get done and they're ready to receive me, then I'm going to go on and say what I have to say, but I'm going to say it in love. And I think that that is one of the major recipe ingredients to liberatory facilitation. So as we're wrapping up, I just want us to reiterate from what you just said. As a facilitator, you should be able to remember what you said. You know, what is that one phrase that we want to leave with those listening as we reflect back on our experiences as liberatory facilitators? So just taking a moment, take a deep breath in. Here I go with my magic, y'all. Yes. We're coming in for a good landing. Who would like to start? I already actually said it. With love for me. That's the ingredient I'm giving.
You said the one word or phrase.
Come on, it's liberatory. Be free. What are you feeling, sis?
I was trying to come up with a little bit of rhyme.
I was going to say,
I'm through quick.
Not all the way rhyme, but in the midst of the noise, keep the joy. Thing, y'all got to come to a PD to get the real thing. That's just like, look,
hey, that's right. But the way you got to quote, sign up.
Sign up. You want to get some more.
I guess mine would be transparent facilitation, which just includes so many things. Being authentic, being responsive, and showing up as yourself. Now Talafia set the bar. Now you got to wrap it up. What's your wrap?
That would not be authentic to me, Ross.
What's Ruko say? It's stand on business. What's the part?
It's like, what you're not going to do is call me in with something about I'm not ready for. Nope. I told you.
Come on, now you got it in you.
Let me see. I would say something along the lines of, let your passion fuel fires to burn down the forest that surrounds our mind, that keeps us chained to what couldn't be anymore. I don't know. Look, I'm thinking too hard.
This other time, you don't know, and you just blessed us with this word. She from my, you know, she gonna get out this beautiful verse and be like, I think that was all right.
I'm like, no, for real. Let the fire fuel your passion and burn down this forest that keeps us blind to what's right here in front of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't see the beauty of what's right here unless you get rid of some of that shrubbery and the brush that hides you and covers you from the reality of who you are. And I think Create did that for me. I'm gonna go back to that. And I know you just said a word, but I think that, like I said, I thought that I knew everything I needed to know about equity as a Black marginalized woman. And Create opened it up for me on so many different horizons about just premises and beliefs and just internalized oppression that I had towards myself that I didn't even know existed. you know? And I think Create created a fire inside of me that really, really, really cleared out some space
mm-hmm.
and some time for me to find out who I was so that I could show up as my most authentic self to truly, truly, truly change schooling systems. Because if you show up and you don't know who you are so quick to perpetuate the inequities. Mm-hmm. You fall right for the okey-doke, mm-hmm. you know? So
nothing.
Seeing you to fuel that fire, to burn down these forests that keeps us blocked from the reality of who we are and what we bring to the table.
Amen.
Yes, I want that on a t-shirt. Like, that was beautiful.
Yes,
the whole
thing. That's it.
To the listeners, y'all can rewind it. Maybe I'll listen to it again, too. Put a team piece together.
Wow. I think I'm going back to where we first began thinking about reflection. And now I'm thinking about the power of Sankofa. You know, you got to go back and fetch, go back and get the knowledge to move forward. And so much of this idea of liberatory facilitation, as we reflected on those mentors who came before us and imparted wisdom. That's what we're here doing now for you. But this idea of Sankofa and looking back at this time together with each of you all, has reminded me the power of community and the power of, as Ashley said earlier, the curriculum, which is really the people who are in the room. And so thank you for coming and being on this journey with me, with each other, with yourselves, with your students. And so is there anything anybody wants to say? Any thoughts?
Yeah, just thinking about what you were just saying about reflection. Thinking back to what I gained from Create, it fuels me with a sort of a feeling of responsibility to pay it forward to somebody else, right? And so that's probably part of what led me to get into facilitation. But even, you know, for the people listening tonight to this podcast, you know, thinking about how, you know, you can take nuggets of what we've said here in wisdom and think about how you all can facilitate in a more liberatory manner, how you can set up these spaces that make people feel empowered and able to be their authentic selves. So for me personally, just thinking about the next step and how do I continue to pay it forward, you know, and spread this like incredibly powerful thing that is liberatory facilitation, you know, beyond the people that we've been working with, beyond Atlanta, beyond our own community. So that's what I'm thinking about right now.
I was thinking, Ashley, similarly around like people who want to get into this type of work and do this type of work and facilitate spaces. And I want to say, especially for those of you who are listening, who are educators and educators of children, you're doing that every day in your spaces with the people that you are teaching. And then I'm hoping that from this conversation tonight that you found, even if it's a little shift, a micro shift that you can make in the way that you interact in the spaces that you lead. And if you are not in the space yet to lead, think about some steps you might want to take. Like, ooh, I think I could be good. I think that could be my superpower too. And tap into those things and just allow yourself, as Taruko was talking about, to just show up fully in those spaces. As Ashley mentioned, seek out mentorship and guidance. And believe that you can do it and you are capable. So I just, that kind of came to my mind as I was thinking about, there's people listening like, this sounds like something I want to get into. Like, you're either already doing it or you're primed to do it.
Yeah. And to build on to that, what's coming up for me is this idea of, you know, implementation, taking these ideas, these concepts, It's not a one-stop shop. You don't just go there and get some information and, you know, forget about it. But you're meant to embody this idea of what does it look like to be free and free others in education. And for me, it's, you know, being well. Again, as I said earlier, my whole teaching career has just been around, like, how do I help people thrive, you know, not survive. Shout out to Dr. Bettina Love. And so when I think about facilitating how I implemented what I learned through CREATE, man, I could be here all night talking about how I flipped the concept of being free and into mindfulness and took it from my classroom and then into a whole school initiative and the aftercare program and then, you know, turn around. If I was a basketball player, man, I would, you know, shook on a few people, you know, turn around, shot that ball because of what CREATE was, you know, helping me do. They were the wind beneath my wings. And, you know, then it pulled me into a leadership position. And so anyway, when I'm just, what's coming up for me is just really having people reflect on what does the work look like for you in your space to just try something.
And I think what's coming up for me is this work cannot be done in isolation, right? And I think the greatest aspect of CREATE was that I had a community. I have a community. And I think it goes beyond the physical space, but I know I can reach on any of the sisters on this call. I could reach out to people that I've met across state lines who are in it for the right reasons, who have a different perspective. And when I feel burnt out, when I'm tired, when I am fatigued, when I'm weary, I know that there are other people, you know, who've been there who can help me continue the battle. And I think I just wanted to go back to what Roz said about her being her superpower being just being somebody who thinks about human side. And I think that you, whatever it is, whatever it's where it's like a human, you just calm people's nervous system. Like, I remember going to those meetings, I was rushing from work, and you were always greeting somebody with love and patience. You were ringing a bell. You were asking us to breathe. It was always something that slowed us down to make us think about where are we and what time is it? We're here and it is now. And that set us up to be successful. Even before this podcast, just sitting in the moment with you just makes me grateful for the community that I have. The comedian to Lafayette always lightening the space. Ashley standing on business, making sure that we're getting things done. Like, y'all, for those of you who are listening, this work is hard. You can do it by yourself, man. But the African proverb says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. Find you a group of people who share similar interests. Check out CREATE. Reach out to them, reach out to us, reach out to people who you know share that same vision of light and love and liberation that you have, because it's going to take a lot of us, going to take all of us.
And so with that word, we're going to let it be. That's a wrap.
And that wraps up this inspiring bonus episode of CREATE Ed. A huge thank you to our incredible guests, Rosalind Duff, Talafie Griffin, Ashley Vieira, and Taruko Debashi, for sharing their wisdom and passion around liberatory facilitation and unique superpowers that make facilitators so impactful. We hope this conversation sparked new ideas and reflections for you, whether you're already facilitating professional learning spaces or dreaming of building ones that foster true empowerment and equity. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your community. Let's continue the conversation about building inclusive and transformative learning environments together. Until next time, keep leading with purpose and practicing liberation. Thanks for listening.